a Nacho Radio podcast.
The Dave and Darren podcast, only on Nacho Radio.
That's right, it's Dave and Darren's top five things. He's Darren, my name is Dave. Robert Wagner is still on the loose. If you see Robert Wagner,
is he on the lam?
Do not approach him directly. He is to be considered armed and dangerous, because when they met, it was murder.
You know who would be perfect for a reboot of Heart to Heart?
Oh, let me think about this.
For 2018.
A reboot. Well, I read this morning that there's going to be a reboot of The Greatest American Hero.
Okay.
Remember that show? Who's doing that? It's going to be an Indian American woman. So I don't quite know. That'll be on the ABC TV network. They're bringing that back. Did they bring it back before and it was a woman too? Or am I imagining that?
No, that was the Ghostbusters.
Yeah, oh boy. I still haven't gotten around to seeing that.
No one has.
I don't know that I will. It's not that I got a problem with female Ghostbusters. I'm too old to watch a movie about Ghostbusters. Let's see, a reboot. Well, Rob Lowe's got to be.
No.
Got to be. Well, you asked me, I'm telling you. It's going to be
Hearts.
Rob. Yeah.
The Hearts. Who are the Hearts?
I would say Rob Lowe is the rich. What are the characters' names? Jessica and Jonathan? What are their names?
Jonathan. Why can't I think of her name?
It's not Jessica?
No, I don't think so.
You sure?
Pretty sure it's
belly not button piercing sure?
Pretty sure it's not Jessica.
Da-na-na-na. Stephanie Powers is. I'm gonna go with Rob Lowe. Is Robert Wagner. That's pretty easy. I mean, he does a great Robert Wagner. Gosh.
Jennifer was her name.
Jennifer Hart, of course.
No, this is going to be huge. When we announce this, this is going to be
think,
big.
Who's like
this could be number one. This could be a number one show.
I'd say Isla Fisher. She's a ginger I enjoy, right? I feel like she could do it.
See, but you're thinking too linear.
Okay. Well, I've been accused of that a lot lately.
Okay, this is what we're going to do, and this could... What is the number one show in America right now?
I believe it's The Big Bang Theory for comedy.
Okay, that makes sense. That's number one.
Uh-huh.
All right. This is probably going to replace it, because this is going to be must-see TV on ABC. Or whoever wants it. Jay-Z and Beyonce are the Hearts.
Yeah, but they don't need to do a TV show.
But it'd be huge.
It would be huge.
They got mega money. Yeah. I mean, they've got Jay-Z's got his own industries, essentially. They could solve crimes. They could run around. It's all very believable.
Yeah.
I mean, it would almost
I don't know that I want the Hearts to be a real-life couple, though. I think that would take me out of the show.
No, it's going to be number one.
All the way
to number one.
I see what you're doing, and I don't dislike it.
You're going to love it.
I like the idea of it, them being an African-American
We already
couple.
Have the shows. We already have the scripts, because we're going to use them verbatim. From the old Heart to Heart show.
Now, that's not a bad idea, too. No, yeah. Next time there's
Work hard? Work smart.
Next time there's a writer's strike, just go, hey, we already got the scripts.
We already got the scripts.
Yeah.
Jay-Z, you're going to be you're going to kick a hole in a cave here very, very soon.
Got 110 episodes ready to go.
Yeah.
Aaron Spelling already paid for these. Why are we paying new people?
Knocking ourselves out for this.
Do you know who was originally supposed to be Jonathan Hart? It all comes back, Darren. He died on a sidewalk in downtown Davenport.
Cary Grant?
Cary Grant was supposed to be Jonathan Hart.
Did he die on a sidewalk? I thought he died like in a hotel room.
I thought he dropped dead on the sidewalk on there on third. Am I wrong?
That's right. After Bill Wunder put a bullet in his head.
And then...
I love you, Cary Grant! I want to be you. I can't be you, so you must die. Isn't that what happened?
And then Natalie Wood was supposed to co-star with him as Jennifer Hart, but Wagner didn't think that was a good idea.
Well, no,
I don't want to. If I work with this broad, I'll end up killing her, he said. So she shows up in the pilot, but she's not on the TV show.
Oh, I don't remember her being in the pilot.
She's in the pilot.
She is?
Natalie Wood is, yes. They wanted it to be Natalie Wood and Robert Wagner.
I don't see how this is going to work. I'm going to be tossing her off a boat here in a couple months.
Initial choices for the role of Jennifer Hart. Kate Jackson was considered.
No, thank you.
Lindsay Wagner.
Okay.
And Suzanne Plachet.
Not bad.
But Wagner worked with Stephanie Powers on an old episode of It Takes a Thief. And he'd had her in the back of his mind for some time. Here's who I want.
I'm already doing Stephanie Powers, so why don't we go ahead and go with this?
Mm-hmm.
Jill St. John probably won't mind. Anyone ever had it so good?
That wouldn't have been the worst thing in the world. How about this? You know who was originally supposed to play the role of Max?
Max Bear.
Sugar Ray Robinson was going to be Max.
Finally, a vehicle for Sugar Ray.
Sugar Ray Robinson was going to be Max, and then they said, we can't have this. We can't have a black man as their servant.
Why not?
Because it's just racially insensitive.
A job is a job.
But they didn't look at it that
honest,
way.
Honest employment is honest employment in my book.
That was, you know...
Were they going to make him Sugar Ray Robinson? Now, that would be a little different.
A little demeaning.
That would be a little demeaning. Hey, champ, bring me some coffee, champ. I can see where that might not fly. But if you're pretending that he's just an ordinary...
If he's just
an ordinary Joe.
I want 108 fights by knockout. That's great. Now, shine my shoes, Porterhouse.
I beat Jake LaMotta 5 times.
Yeah, that would be an issue. We would all be right to be outraged by that. That's terrible.
If they went with that, that'd be no good.
No, that's not good. We can't have this.
I'm just lucky to have a job.
I'm just grateful you're paying me. Who said anything about paying you?
Now, I know that we mentioned the Super Bowl to some degree yesterday. And the Philadelphia fans that thought it's cute to eat horse manure. But
I don't know the word. But
the one thing that we didn't get to, and I don't know if this was a prop bet that you could have got your hands on or not, but how many people had that Steven Tyler and Joe Perry would show up, but separately?
The Toxic Twins
show up, but separately. What kind of odds can I get on that?
Both very weird commercials.
It's strange.
So, Steven Tyler
was in a...
I'm going
to go back in time?
Yeah. Yeah, that was weird. And then...
And what was Joe Perry's deal?
Joe Perry was just rocking out in an alley for
Three Musketeers?
For some sort of headphone concern.
Okay, for headphones.
Yeah, I didn't quite understand the kid... This is what I didn't get. The kid in that Monster headphone commercial, and I was only half paying attention, I'll admit it. But it seemed like the kid wanted to hear this music better, so he designed and came up with the idea for the headphones.
That's right.
But then they ended up selling the headphones to the kid, and they're like, you haven't seen anything yet, kid. I would have been like, hey, I came up with this.
This is my patent.
I drew these plans up. I haven't seen nothing yet. You know, the Monster people basically admitting...
That we steal ideas.
They steal intellectual property. And Joe Perry's there to...
He's in on it.
He's a willing accomplice.
I'm very complicit.
Yeah, I didn't quite understand...
It was almost like back-to-back commercials, too.
It wasn't the same.
We want to be part of the Super Bowl, but we can't stand each other. So please, put us in different commercials.
Yeah.
I wonder if they had that conversation like, hey, I'm going to be in a Super Bowl commercial. Oh, yeah, so am I.
We're just getting started, kid. Just getting started? I came up with this. I believe the rapper Iggy Azalea was the big superstar in that. Oh. Joe Perry was on it for like 2 seconds.
Yes.
And I think the entire audience that saw that and went, oh, that's Joe Perry from Aerosmith. I think everyone who knew that was Joe Perry is listening to this podcast. Like, do you think most of America has any idea who Joe Perry is?
That's why I'm saying I wonder what sort of odds you could have got on a prop bet featuring Steven Tyler and Joe Perry, but separately.
Yeah, that's an excellent point.
Are you allowed to do that? Are you allowed to go...
Just come up with your own?
Come up with your own and have them put a dollar amount on
it? Yes.
Could you...
But they don't... If it's something
in this country, because I know in the English would do it, I'm sure that you would just say, "Hey, this is my idea. What are the odds?"
Mm-hmm.
Well, hold on a second. Let us crunch this real quick, and we'll tell you what the odds are.
Let me ask you this too: if you're Joe Perry, you're 67 years old. Is it time to put a shirt on? I say it's time. Well,
when
to
is
put
it time to get the Joe Perry Project back together? Oh, if Aerosmith is gonna call it a day,
I completely forgot about that. The Joe Perry Project. What was the point of that?
Well, I'm going to be in this band when I'm not in Aerosmith.
They're working on a new record. I thought.
Let the music do
Joey
the talking.
Kramer and Joe Perry. I thought that they were working on something. Am I wrong about that?
I think I remember the Joe Perry Project playing at the old Palmer Auditorium.
Yeah, well, I bet Joe doesn't remember that.
No, he doesn't.
My guess is they have no memory.
No recollection of that one.
I'll have to take your word for it. It's one of the best stories in rock and roll was Steven Tyler and Joe Perry are sitting around, and this is at the height of the cocaine taking over their brains.
Uh-huh.
And Steven Tyler is strung out of his mind. He hears the song on the radio, and he's like, "This is a good song. We should cover it." And Joe Perry explains to him, "That's us. They're playing an Aerosmith record."
Okay, well, no wonder I figured it was right in our wheelhouse.
We would sound good at this.
This would fit our repertoire.
That was the moment that Steven Tyler was like, "I have got to try and get clean." Because even in my completely coked out mania,
music.
That is ridiculous. Yeah, no, man, we should do this song. Yeah, we did. That's us doing it. Mm. What? Crazy.
I think the same thing happened with Chicago. I remember hearing that the band Chicago, that Peter Cetera or one of the band members was at some sort of party, and from a distance he heard, like, "If you leave me now..."
Well, now, wait a minute.
No, wait, exactly.
Chicago's got a very distinct sound, I would argue.
Well, so does Aerosmith. But for somehow he's thinking that it was maybe a Wings song or something, and then goes in and goes, "Oh, wait, that's us. Wait a minute.
We would do really good things with this song."
Yeah, it went to number one.
Mm-hmm. 1984, Steven Tyler hears an old Aerosmith song. What Joe Perry told him was pretty colorful, too.
Mm. Was he telling him to get his crap together? Essentially. You googly-eyed weirdo.
Heard an old Aerosmith song on the radio, didn't recognize it due to memory loss from years of drug use. Yeah, that's a lot of drugs.
Yeah, 84 would have been part of the lean years.
That's right before the comeback, right?
Uh-huh.
Right before they got cleaned up and...
God bless you, Run DMC.
Isn't that something else? Run DMC doesn't get enough credit for bringing them back. Or enough blame, I suppose.
Or blame.
Got five things to chat about here?
Let's do it.
Dave and Darren Podcast.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things Podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry at 3320 East Kimberly Road in Davenport next to Green Buick. Their bridal sale is going on now. Come in and check out their engagement ring starting at just $350, and their large selection of GIA certified loose diamonds and their custom bridal line. GIA is the world's foremost authority on diamonds, so when they're saying you're getting something, you're getting something. And of course, Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and guys, they have very convenient one-stop shopping for just $99. Your choice of genuine diamond and sterling silver pendants or bracelets, plus if you spend $99 on anything, receive a crystal ring holder and chocolates as well. So then you are set. You don't have to go anywhere else. They offer free cleanings and inspections. Stop in. Now, ring cleanings. If you go in there going, "Take a look at my teeth. What do you think?" I understand you give free cleanings.
Yeah.
I feel as though...
Mary, I hurt myself camping. Does this look infected?
I feel as though plaque is really starting to build up.
No,
that they're not going to help
please,
you on.
Please don't be that person who goes there and does that.
And if you do, we're asking you to mention Nacho Radio. If you go and do that, do not mention us.
No, forget we exist.
Stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options. Find the perfect gift for any occasion, whether you're getting married or if it is a Valentine's Day. Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry is locally owned and operated. They are open Tuesday through Saturday starting at 9 a.m. And check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com and like them on Facebook. And when you're there, mention Nacho Radio if you're behaving like a normal human being. Otherwise,
if you seem like the sort of person a business would be happy to have in their business,
then go ahead and mention us.
Then we'd love you to
mention us. Otherwise, keep it to yourself.
Otherwise, Cram it.
The podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. Maybe that is the Bobby. Turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing, and mayo voted the greatest sandwich in America. Also, make sure that you try their Capture 2 today. Select half a sub and a salad, half a sub and a cup of soup, or a cup of soup and salad at Capriati's Sandwich Shop. Download the Loyalty app and get free food. And get a great deal by mentioning Nacho Radio and getting a medium sub for the price of a small one.
I like what you've done there.
Thank you. So there you have to mention us.
Number one.
Even if you are a maniac.
Number one. One.
Number one. Yeah, they've come to expect a certain mania from our rabid fan base.
But they know that.
Number one, we've talked about this in past episodes of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. When the Powerball jackpot gets to be so immense that it's almost not worth playing.
You're right. It's just this could be a real burden.
Yes.
If I turn into some sort of evil, super rich person.
It's not that it would change you. It's that your life would change in ways that are not all pleasant.
No, you're going to be hounded till the day you die.
Woman in New Hampshire. There was a Powerball back in January. She was the sole winner.
She won.
Of a $559.7 million Powerball grand prize. She realizes that she's won this thing. Again, let's call it 560 mil, right? She realizes she's got the only ticket in America that's worth that kind of money. And she's absolutely terrified now. She's got a piece of paper in her possession that is worth...
Makes you half a billionaire.
More than half $1 billion. Literally $1 million. Uh-huh. So she's freaking out. She goes to the state website.
Yeah.
And says it says, okay, you need to sign the back of the ticket for it to be considered a valid ticket.
Uh-huh.
So she signs the back of the ticket. Well, she's regretting that now because she would like to claim the money anonymously.
Who wouldn't?
Right. New Hampshire is not a state where you can do that.
Other ones you can?
Yeah, there's a handful of them. The closest to us are Kansas and Ohio. There's five other states that allow you to. If you want to, pick up your money anonymously. Mm-hmm. Iowa and Illinois, if you win that money, you got to go and do that press conference. You got to stand by the big check. You got to tell everybody your name and what city you live in.
Then I'm moving to Kansas, apparently.
Yeah, right.
Who wants to do that?
Now, what you could have done in New Hampshire is call a lawyer, have them set up a trust, and then that way the trust would claim it. Your lawyer could go pick up the check, and then no one would know who you are. So that's essentially
being not bad. Anonymous.
No, that's what.
But
one
it's too
thing
late. She's already signed it.
She signed the back of the a lottery ticket. So now her lawyers are saying, "Look, she wants to be anonymous.
Can she use a little whiteout?"
That was exactly what she suggested. She said, with her lawyer, they said, "We'll come to the office.
I'll clean it up.
We'll put whiteout on the back of the ticket, and I'll do it. I'll bring you the winning ticket, so you know it's me.
Yeah, that's
and
me.
Then I'll white it out,
and then he can sign it."
Right. That's what they suggested. That's exactly what they suggested. Her and her new attorney suggested. Uh-huh. And the people with the New Hampshire lottery said, "That's great. We'd love to have you come to the office and put whiteout on the back of the ticket. By the way, the rules state that if you alter the ticket in any way, you forfeit the prize. So if you want to come and put whiteout on the back of the ticket, that's going to save us $560 million.
Aren't you glad that you didn't do that, though?
I'll say this. Yeah, it's a good thing she did get a lawyer at some point.
Well, it's a good thing she didn't go ahead and use the whiteout.
Yeah. 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 So there's a big bugaboo. This woman says she's filled with terror. She wants to be able to do things like walk into a grocery store without being attacked.
And not have everyone begging you.
That's it. Because people are going to assume.
With every hard luck story. And a lot of them absolutely legitimate.
There are going to be a lot of stories that you want to help out.
Sure.
And you're going to be getting your teeth cleaned, and people are going to be coming in going, "Hey, I got a business idea.
I understand you give free cleanings.
I just need $300,000, which to you is nothing. So here's what I need. It's a business where we make sandwiches with wheels on them."
Tell me more.
Yeah.
You're not talking about sandwich delivery. You're talking about sandwiches with actual wheels on them, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, you're not talking about, like, pinwheel sandwiches. No, we're talking about actual sandwiches, and we just put little car wheels on them. Well, why would you do that? Because it's fun. Okay.
Well, they're saying this woman, the lottery says, we respect this player's desire to remain anonymous. State statutes and lottery rules clearly dictate the protocols. So you can either come, you've got 11 months now, because the clock is ticking. She's already had this tick in a month, right?
So maybe she'll
forfeit it. The drawing was January 9th. She's not going to forfeit it. Here's the thing, too. I'm thinking there might be some sort of legal situation. She's going to have to lawyer up a lot, and the lawyers are going to be happy to take her money.
Right.
But at the end of the day, don't do anything until you talk to a lawyer.
Yeah, because you can buy your own island at that point.
Right? But she doesn't want to do that because she's someone who is very active in her community.
Well, forget that.
That's over with.
You're done being active.
Right? You shouldn't have played the Powerball. If that's what you value, and I have to say, I admire this woman because she's saying, listen, I would much rather have the connections that I've established than all of this money.
Too bad.
But you can't do it. Can't do it.
It's like the PPG. Don't run if you don't want to win.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
If you don't really want to win,
careful what you wish for.
Then stay out of it.
Exactly.
Two.
Again, that would be a good problem to have. But then, you know,
I can see it being scary.
You got to worry about getting kidnapped.
Well, not you so much.
Your kids.
But people that you care for getting
kidnapped. Your family. Yeah.
Although, what if you find out? They start kidnapping people. You know, I don't really care for that.
I got a couple I wouldn't mind you taking.
You know, I didn't really care. I'm not that close to that niece or nephew.
This story broke wide open this morning. Lady Doritos. Doritos for her. Hmm. A female CEO of PepsiCo, Indira
Doritos.
Nui. Now, see, no one had come up with a name. But that's it. Doritas.
Doritas.
Doritos for ladies. She said that the company was considering launching snacks specifically designed for women. Lady Doritos. And because women don't like snacks that are too crunchy and they don't want to lick their fingers. Mm. And she also said, you know,
a guy
at the end will tip the bag and get all the crumbs, where women don't like to do that sort of thing. That's what their research said.
Uh-huh.
Well, that got out, and then all these women were furious because it's like, how dare you? This isn't what feminism
I'm a
means.
Feminist. Oh, I burnt my bra for those Doritos.
I got to show you this too. This is probably a conversation we should have off air, but I got to share this with you. Anyway, the feminists were outraged. And now,
what flavors are the are they just
for
the
women?
Normal flavors or just
I don't know. I don't know that they got that far. I don't know that it got out that far. It says
this,
women don't like to crunch too loudly in public, and they don't lick their fingers generously, and they don't like to pour the little broken pieces and flavor into their mouth.
This chip tastes like constant anger.
This, why is this?
Tastes like disappointments.
This Dorito flavor is called, if I have to tell you, then it's clear you don't care about flavor. What is this? This is a flavor that just says, no, everything's fine. Mm. What? I know everything's not fine if that's the flavor. What is this? Pepsi's saying no. Now they're saying, and they're getting out ahead of it, saying, okay, look, this. I don't know how this became the story, became a story. But they're saying, we already have Doritos for women. They're called Doritos, and they're enjoyed by millions of people every day.
Because you can find some Doritos that don't have quite as much powder on them, right?
Seasoning? I've never met a woman for whom that's a problem.
Oh, my hands!
Right.
These Doritos are ruining my evening gloves.
Yeah, I mean, Blanche Devereaux's done eating Doritos. I don't know who these women are. They're so dizzy.
She is done eating Doritos.
That's a fact. Fact.
Take that to the bank.
That's a fact. There was a picture in the Times this morning. The Iowa caucuses were last night.
Okay.
And
where they're selecting like their
it's what? For like state offices.
Yeah, state offices.
And there's a picture of this guy in the Times today.
Trying to make a point.
It's this guy. He's just wearing a shirt that says,
ask me about my feminist agenda.
This guy used to call Atlanta on us.
Oh.
Once or twice a month. He's the...
That's guy.
He is the president, the local president of the National Organization of Women.
He's the one who didn't care for the Must Be Destroyed line.
He didn't care for a lot of things. Like, we would say...
But he listened.
We would say, like, boy, that's Selma Hayek. She's a bosomy. Yeah. She's got some boobs. And he would write letters to our boss saying, these two misogynists have got to go. And then he would write letters. He would get no satisfaction from our local boss, so he would call our corporate bosses and say, these two are pigs, and they're mean to women. And I am the president.
Whatever, man!
I am the president of the National Organization. And I know, it was a morning show on a rock station. Like, yeah, that was a little...
We might have mentioned that there are some attractive women out there. Yeah, it's possible that we said that.
No, we would judge women based on how they looked. And
I'd not judge them.
We would rate them.
But just point out the fact that you are gongable.
Yes. That was it. They bang a gong for women based on their looks.
Well, sure. Like,
yeah. Yeah. And then I would get a call from my boss in Atlanta going, why is this? Why? First off, he goes, why is a man in charge of the National Organization of Women? I don't know. None of the broads in this town want anything to do with it. They're too busy, you know, baking pies and having their pipe and slippers ready for their husband when he gets home.
Shaking that ass.
As it should be, toots. Yeah. Ask me about my feminist agenda.
I'm glad I didn't go.
You're right. This is
on a snowy night in February. This is what I got to put up with.
He would call every once in a while and win the impossible question, and then I'd be like, wait a minute. As I was getting his information off air, I'm like, aren't you the guy that's trying to get us fired because you think we're pigs?
You're the one that hates us. Yeah. Yes, I know, but have you listened to any of the other shows?
I was going to listen to too.
I don't have a lot of choices.
Number three.
The new study says that there is a chemical that's inside the oil that they fry McDonald's French fries in, and it may be the cure for baldness.
Huh.
A simple method has regrown hair on mice.
Don't know that I've ever seen a bald man eating McDonald's French fries, now that you mention it. I'm sure... Have I?
Japanese scientists have discovered a cure for baldness, maybe, and it may lie within a chemical that's used to make McDonald's fries. A stem cell research team from Yokohama National University have used a simple method to regrow hair on mice...
Where they just call them tires.
...with methyl polysiloxane. That's the silicone added to McDonald's fries to stop the cooking oil from frothing up. There's less splatter.
No froth.
No. Preliminary tests have indicated the groundbreaking method is likely to be just as successful when transferred to human skin cells. The pictures of the mice are something else, because you have these little white mice, and then just thick, coarse black hair is growing out of the top of their
backs. 2 seconds, everybody. Let's take a look. Daryl didn't get into his college. All right, back to the fryers. No frothing. Daryl.
I do have to point out that this PDMS, oxygen permeable... dimethyl polysiloxane.
Didn't get enough respect for putting together Aerosmith.
They're calling it the holy grail of hair loss search. They're saying it's a real key to advancement of growing hair back. But this is very important that I point this out. Eating McDonald's French fries will not regrow your hair. It's the cooking
oil.
I'm not
so sure.
You have to put it... It's a process.
You'd have to stick your head in the fryer.
Yes. Yes, everyone, that's what we're encouraging you to do.
And I'm not going to lie to you. It gets a little blisty before it gets better.
Look, you're going to
suffer for a while.
Yeah.
And you're going to have probably 6 months of healing. But once you get through that.
You're going to be an Adonis.
Once you get through that.
Stop it.
You're going to have hair like, I don't know, Raymond Burr.
Bum, bum, bum. Bum, 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 and another one gone, and another one gone, another one bites the dust. Hey, he's gonna get you too, another one bites the dust.
The dad from Frasier is dead. John Mahoney, 77 years old, died in Chicago.
Gay, right?
I don't know that that's true. I don't know that that's... I don't know that that's been...
Where did I hear that?
I think that that's been rumored for some time. He was never married, but that doesn't make you gay. You've never been married.
That's true.
So you're, I mean, are you gay?
Maybe. You're
he He was in Frasier.
I'm not as good an actor as he is about it. I mean, I couldn't act my way out of it.
I was incarcerated, Lloyd! No, he's great in everything that he did. And boy, the Frasier show, boy, very, very good in that as well.
Did he ever win an Emmy? Sure he did.
He had to have. I mean, how could he not have? 77 years old. He won a Tony for Best Feature Actor in a Play.
There you go.
Died in hospice care in Chicago.
Born in England. Or born in...
Yeah, he was born in England and then made Chicago his home for some reason. I don't know how long he lived over there and came over when he came over here, because he didn't have their accent. He had our accent, right?
Right.
John Mahoney. So he was 77. How old is Frasier Crane? What the hell's his name?
He's got to be, 65 or so?
What the hell is his name in real life? Why can't I think
Kelsey
of his name?
Kelsey Grammer.
Oh, boy. Good for you.
64, 65?
So are we supposed to believe that... Let's see.
That he could be his dad?
That was supposed to be his dad, but looking at it... That
I had
make
when
any...
I was 12, and I'm gay! How did this happen?
Okay, Kelsey Grammer is 62. So 62. His dad was 15
years
old.
15
years older than he was. Now,
I wasn't even dating girls at that time.
What do you think about that? No. Had him all by myself. And I'm gay.
I'm 15, gay, and I just had a baby. By myself.
This is my secret. I'm gay. I love wearing women's clothing. Remember this bra? These panties? I love wearing these. These were my dead mom. Yeah. And this is my tribute to my mom.
Somehow I just inseminated myself, and I got Frasier in me.
But knowing those boys, like, that origin story makes sense. Like the Crane boys?
Right. Like, okay.
You know? That makes sense. Kind of make sense.
Yeah.
The reason Frasier works is they got Niles to essentially be Frasier. Like, when you watch Cheers, for the first couple of years, Niles and Frasier are the same character. Then Frasier starts to become a little bit more one of the guys. I mean, he's certainly very aloof and very hoity-toity.
Yeah.
But he becomes a little bit more manageable and a little bit more like a guy you would root for. Originally, he was a foil, and then then Diane did him dirty, and then he became a friend, and then he was just at the bar all the time.
Soften his edges a little bit.
Right, right. But Niles was,
never had his edges softened.
And for the record, we don't know that John Mahoney was homosexual. It doesn't matter one way or another, but... We don't know.
But
we don't know.
He is still 15 years only 15 years older than Kelsey Grammer.
Yes.
That's
worth pointing out.
That
for
is
sure.
worth pointing out.
Finally, number 5, Best Buy is done selling CDs.
You don't have to tell me that. Have you tried to go buy a CD at Best Buy recently?
I can't remember the last time I went to Best Buy looking for a CD. It's been at least 10 years.
It is. It's sad.
Yeah. Well, as of July 1st, there will no longer be any CDs.
I believe it.
At Best Buy. They're saying they're done. And then Target is pulling this. Target still has CDs. They used to have 800 titles at every Target store.
Hmm.
Now they have 100 titles.
Hmm.
And Target is telling the labels, here's what we'll do.
Huh.
We'll still carry the CDs that we want to carry,
yeah.
these 100 CDs.
Yeah.
If we don't sell the CD in 60 days, you're taking it back at cost.
Huh.
We'll do consignment for CDs. But we are not going to be buying CDs.
We're not going to be stuck. No.
We're trying to sell CDs in 2018. Are you nuts? The compact disc is dead. And I don't know. Will it have any renaissance? The vinyl
Maybe.
Came back because there's a romance to the vinyl, right?
Yes. I don't know that people are necessarily as attached to the compact disc.
And people, hipsters like to listen to cassettes. To some degree. Yeah, I got a million cassettes that I haven't listened to in at least 20 years.
I gotta skip ahead of that song. Skip.
I don't even have I don't have a tape player. Well, I don't have a stereo.
Well, that's gonna
be
a
listen
problem.
To stuff, either listen to stuff in my computer, my like a Bluetooth speakers.
That's
or
gonna be a problem.
That's
there.
It. So, yeah, Best Buy says, that's it. We're done. And Target says, yeah, we're not too far behind you. And those are your top 5 things.
The Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg. movies coming very, very soon to the Orpheum Theater. Hail Crunwell! All the Queen's Horses, your chance.
Now, when you go to buy your tickets, if you say Hail Crunwell, hopefully they know what that is.
Well, they're going to know that, yeah, that's almost like saying Nacho Radio told me.
I know who you're
but that about this is, movie you're going to have the opportunity to see that. I believe that is on February 8th, so that would be on Thursday. Valentine's Day at Sleepless in Seattle. Friday, March 30th, the Oscar-nominated Loving Vincent, the world's first fully painted feature film, and also coming to the Orpheum Theater very, very soon. It is magician Bill Blagg, comedian Henry Cho, and Peter Pan Jr. I should mention that tonight, the United Air Force Shades of Blue Jazz Ensemble will be performing, and you can get those tickets right there at the Orpheum Theater box office. You can get them online at galesburgorpheum.org. Or by phone at 309-342-2299. The Orpheum Theater serves wine and beer, including Iron Spike Brews. They are also available for private events and weddings and movie rentals. The Orpheum Theater in Galesburg. Lean forward, engage, and be entertained. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio, home of the Quad City's very best cheesesteak, but so much more. How about the Italian sausage? Premium sausage chopped and grilled with melted provolone cheese. Add marinara sauce, fried onions, or sweet peppers.
Mmm, sweet peppers.
Delicious. Deliveries available. Order online at order.capriotis.com. And don't forget their delicious soups, including turkey chili, tomato bisque, clam chowder, chicken noodle, and chicken tortilla. When you're there, mention Nacho Radio, and you will get a medium sub, but only pay for the price of a small one. And if you mention Hail Crunwell, I don't know if that does you any good.
It doesn't hurt. Doesn't hurt us.
Which jail is she in?
She's somewhere. She's up in Minnesota.
She's in Minnesota.
Yeah. She's north of us.
Huh.
Yeah. Got a couple of video game stories I've been dying to share.
You want to put her in Thompson, huh? Be the only one there.
Well.
I just kind of wander around this place.
Yeah, I just keep to myself.
I keep to myself. They arrested my horses, too. They put my horses in jail.
The Nintendo company were making a ton of money on this new Nintendo Switch.
Switch! Switch! Switch!
There's a game I know made by Nintendo in Bedrock!
Switch! Switch!
Switch! Switch! Nintendo now revealing fun facts about Mario's nipples. They put a picture out on the web of Mario without his shirt on.
Uh-huh.
He's, got nipples.
Okay. Are they like little cherry tomatoes or something?
But he doesn't have... They should be like coins. He just touches nipples. It's like, bring, bring, bring.
And he loves it.
He's got nipples, but he doesn't have a belly button. And that's got Nintendo fans going, what the Sam Hill?
What is the deal?
Here is Mr. Koizumi, producer of the new Super Mario Odyssey game, to answer some of the questions about the nipples that Mario has.
Super Mario Odyssey のプロデューサーをしてます。小泉です。
All right, so he's saying, why does Mario have nipples but no belly button? He says, so we're jumping right to that question, are we? Well, to be perfectly honest, I didn't really expect that to be a topic among fans.
But apparently,
he says, once I heard that people were talking so much about Mario's belly button, it made me start to think about, well, that we should revisit the topic on the design side. So, basically, he's saying...
He's a cartoon, people.
We'll give him a belly button if that's what you monsters want. Okay, we'll go back and we'll give him a belly button if that's really important. I would think Mario has an innie, but no. I don't know. Maybe that's just like I see him as I see myself. I think of Mario as an avatar for me when I'm playing those games.
Did maybe he have brothers?
Well, of course he does. Luigi.
Oh, that's right.
The very first game was called Mario Brothers.
Oh, duh.
And Super Mario Brothers.
Duh.
You're not much of a video game player. I'm going to let that one go. Meanwhile, Billy Mitchell, the arcade legend. No.
Now that's a hot sandwich. That's a hot sausage. That's
Billy
that's
Mitchell.
A meatball.
Billy Mitchell is an arcade legend. There was a movie about him called The King of Kong, and how he shattered Donkey Kong records.
Broke it, ruined it for everyone.
Yeah. Now they're saying, we've studied the tapes, and Not so fast.
You're cheating.
There are allegations that he was using an emulation of the game, not the original arcade hardware.
What does that mean?
Well, it's basically cheating. You don't have... you're not playing... to Donkey Kong purists...
you're playing a knockoff.
To people who devote their lives to Donkey Kong, and there are many of them, when you're playing an emulator, you or I would not be able to tell the difference between an emulated version of the game and the actual game, right?
Where do you get this emulator at?
Online. You can get them online.
So is it like just a bootleg copy?
Yeah, kind of. Kind of. Or they copy the code exactly, but because the hardware doesn't do things the way that it should, because you don't have that PCB board inside the game that gives it the certain action, uh-huh, the certain processors. Things so happen a little bit different. The speed is a little off, and it might be by microseconds, but it adds up over the course of a long game. And now they're saying that this guy who set the world record for Donkey Kong, that has stood for years and years,
didn't play on an official game.
Yeah, and now Twin Galaxies, which is the arcade that was down in, not Burlington, is it Keokuk? I think it's in Keokuk. Hmm. Keokuk had this arcade called Twin Galaxies that
it was a mecca.
Yeah, it was like the place that kept all the records in the 80s.
The Gaming Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that's where it is. It's supposed to be amazing. I'm dying to go there one of these days. Anyway, I shouldn't say I'm dying to go. I could go to Keokuk in an afternoon if I really wanted to.
If you really wanted to.
Yeah, I'll just play Donkey Kong here. It'll be fine. Anyway, they're saying Twin Galaxies is in the process of reviewing the compelling evidence provided to support this score dispute case against Billy Mitchell's Donkey Kong score. We will do this, they say, thoroughly and impartially. In the meantime, we will continue to observe this discussion by experts in the community and will also examine any further evidence that may be provided during this review period.
Beyond reproach.
Yeah, the people who keep Donkey Kong scores, they're not messing around.
Not so fast.
Yeah, they are not messing around. It's like, what we will do?
What has to be done.
Whatever needs to be done, because we can't have people out there
really
doubting the integrity of Donkey Kong. Newsweek fired all of its editors because it turns out Newsweek is owned by some sort of bat-crazy Christian cult. Did you know this?
No.
Yeah, Newsweek is owned by a cult, a hardcore Christian cult that calls themselves The Community.
Oh.
And some people that work at Newsweek were looking into the finances of this cult.
Oh.
And as a result, the cult came in and said, you're fired, and you're fired, and you're fired.
We're going to do a story on ourselves, huh?
Another editor stepped down in protest. Yeah, the 85-year-old News magazine engulfed in so much chaos that people are wondering if there's even going to be a Newsweek here in a couple of weeks.
Could be done.
The whole thing could be done. Yeah. So... Does Paul Simon change the lyrics to Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard for his farewell? Not on the cover of Newsweek anymore? Mm-hmm. Does he ever like monkey with the lyrics to make them more timely?
You might consider it.
Paul, if you're listening, and I have every reason to think that you are, I say keep it real. You know what I'm saying?
Ask me about my feminist agenda.
These two monsters, the way they talk about women, it is unacceptable. I am the president of the National Organization of Women. Okay,
do
ma'am.
Do they know that?
All right, ma'am. Well, thank you for your call. Ma'am? I'm not a ma'am. Yeah. It was something else. God bless. May God bless is what I say. May God bless you and keep you. Finally, Darren, the Olympics, Winter Olympics start here.
Opening ceremonies on Thursday?
I think that's right. I think they're going to air them here on Friday. Korea is 15 hours ahead of us.
You have to tell me.
They got a couple of problems. One, they've got security issues because they have like 1,000-plus people that are doing private security that are sick with norovirus. Mm. So they've had to get the military involved to do security. And yeah, this is an Olympics where I think security is kind of a big deal. Also, organizers at the Winter Olympics are worried because a cold snap is moving in, and it might be too cold to do a lot of the events.
Oh, no.
At the Winter Olympics. Friday night's opening ceremony, they say scores of people are calling in and canceling their tickets.
When's the last time they skated outside? Because
it's going to be too cold.
40s, 50s?
Like Sonya Henning?
Something like that, where you had to actually skate outside.
Why would they have to skate outside?
They did, though, didn't they?
That doesn't make any sense. I mean, like, they had indoor ice rinks in the 1900s.
I understand
that. How old's the NHL?
But what I'm saying is they skated outside, didn't they?
I have a feeling you're right.
Did they even play? They probably played hockey outside, didn't they?
I don't know about that.
I think they probably did.
When did hockey go indoors?
Or ice skating in the Olympics.
Yeah.
When did they go indoors?
Well, hockey moved indoors. The first indoor hockey game took place in March of 1875.
No, but I'm talking about the Olympics.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying if you could be indoors, why wouldn't you be?
Well, I'm just saying. Maybe some Olympics just, we got a cash flow problem.
This is not the best. Yeah, we'll have to look that up.
I could have swore that they did some of the ice skating outside at one point.
The first, when ice skating, I got speed skating here.
Well, that's...
Speed skating, the first venues were outdoors on natural ice. And the last Olympics to have an outdoor speed skating was 1956.
Okay.
So when figure skating was around that time as well then, huh?
Could be.
So like in the 40s, they were outside. Yeah,
still outside.
Yeah. Well, we were tougher then. Now people are saying, it's too cold to be at the Winter Olympics.
Pack a thermos.
This thing too, you can just watch it on TV. I don't know why you would travel.
Everyone had TVs back then.
No, I'm saying today.
Oh, sure.
Today. It's going to be... I may have much more fun watching the Winter Olympic opening ceremonies on my couch than these knuckleheads in Korea.
I don't know if I'm doing opening ceremonies. That's a lot of pop. That's a lot of pomp and circumstance.
I like it. Although they mention it, I couldn't tell you last time I watched a Winter or Summer Olympic opening ceremony. I think maybe I watched a little bit of the London because I heard that James Bond was going to make a cameo. That was all that was about.
Yeah.
People canceling their tickets for Friday night's opening ceremonies. Also competitions. They say it's going to be too windy to do ski jumping.
So I like that.
So they're trying to build windscreens to prevent people from getting knocked over by the high winds.
Why don't they allow them to use, like, flying squirrel type stuff? Eddie the Eagle, you're back in.
You've never had a better idea. I've known you forever. I mean, you've never had a better idea.
If we're going to have wind like that, then let's... We just broke the record by a mile.
That's going to... That's the good news. The bad news is
we can't find anything.
That's the mile that separates North from South Korea.
They're in North Korea.
He's dead now.
He flew it.
Do you see Pence? Vice President Pence is going to have Otto Warmbier's dad sitting with him in the box.
Why?
Yeah, I don't get that.
You're just asking for it.
I don't get that at all.
You're just asking for it.
I'm telling you, it's just like these knuckleheads that went hiking in Afghanistan and were captured by the Taliban. If you're someone like you're working at the embassy in Tehran and they come in and they kidnap you, we move heaven and earth to get Americans out of situations like that. You do whatever you got to do to get Americans back. But if you're some idiot kid that wants to go to North Korea for a goof and rip posters off walls, sorry, buddy, you're not my problem.
And as far as them bombing South Korea, all you have to do is basically shoot that missile pretty much straight up and just have it come down a little bit south.
I got a bad feeling about these Olympics. I just think something goofy's about to happen.
Here's hoping it doesn't. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast has been brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Make 2018 your year and enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. Try a super tasty protein puck packed full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. Doesn't that sound great? At the East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by all our fine patrons on Podbean. Become one today, and you'll have access to everything we've ever done. as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. The podcast has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Capriati's gift cards are the perfect gift. Everybody loves Capriati's, whatever the event. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients guaranteed. Oven roasted in the shop daily. Capriati's slow roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand pulled daily. So get it today for lunch and or dinner. Mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one. I believe we're back on Thursday.
I think that's the plan. I'm going to be in Dubuque all day tomorrow after work. I'm going to be filming a new installment of Brewed. There's some new breweries up in Dubuque. You know how much I love going up there. So I'll be there tomorrow. Thursday,
I think,
or
we're looking at Thursday.
Thursday, if it changes, we'll let you know via the Facebook page. Yeah,
you got it.
563 texting and saying Darren is killing me with the flying squirrel idea. People love it.
Well,
we've absolutely love it.
That is a brand new international galaxy world record. But that one's not coming back.
one more quick text here. This is from Mike, who says episode 689 had quite a fried chicken discussion. Mm. Just my two cents. Since Gentleman Jim's in the Yum Yum Barn with their Henny Penny Chicken went the way of the Dodo Bird in Davenport, I've had no better chicken than at Pizza Ranch, of all places.
Dude, they've got excellent chicken.
They do.
Yeah, they got good chicken.
Okay, well.
Better chicken than pizza.
Really ought to call it Chicken Ranch, but you can't call it business chicken.
Why not?
Well, that has implications.
Huh?
Chicken Ranch means something else.
Mm. Yeah. How about the Bunny Ranch?
That would be even worse. Until we get a chance to do it for you next time, hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities, rep the spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Show's over. Good night. Good night, everybody.